You are the man now, dog. 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 You are the man now. Dog, you are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to You're the Man Now, Dog.
I'm Dan Lippert.
And I'm Ryan Rosenberg.
And this is our podcast.
Yes, it's an improv comedy podcast hosted by us two folks.
If you're here today listening, which you are, then you're here for the episode with John Gabris and Betsy Sodaro, which you're about to listen to.
That's right. Two hilarious guests from the UCB Theater, podcasts, movies, TV, Netflix, all over the place.
Everywhere that you watch things, you will find them in one of those places.
These are like just two of the funniest people, right? Betsy and Gabris both individually are so hilarious, but I'm also so happy that they met each other.
That's the perfect way to describe it. They're like with two elements that when you put them together, they make a very cool element.
Yeah, absolutely. But you thought they were kind of similar. It's like they make a even bigger greater than.
Yeah.
They both have like so much energy and so much like kindness.
Yeah. And you could tell they really love each other and think each other are funny. So they like really vibe well.
Yeah. And just everybody's happy when they're around.
So much of life is just being happy about the people you're with. Mm-hmm. It makes everything feel better and nicer.
Absolutely. I don't have to think about myself.
No, which I always am trying not to do. But if people make you feel good about who they are, then you kind of end up feeling good about yourself.
That's right. It's nice to share the good vibes. So this is one of our free episodes.
Yes.
It's out in the public, in the wild. It's existing, interacting with you, the listener.
And you're interacting with it. That's how Newton's second law of thermodynamics, I'm sure.
That's beautiful.
I don't think it's true, though. And if you're here for the first time, thank you for listening. And if you like what you hear in this episode, you can listen to our other free episodes. There's one with just Ryan and I. There's one with Lauren Lapkus. And there's one with Carl Tart, other amazing comedians. And also, we do all of this on Patreon. We have many more episodes, some that are Ryan and I, others with guests. And that is patreon.com/you'retheman now, dog.
That's right. It's mostly a lot of improv comedy, some fun conversations, and just getting to know Dan and I a little bit, as well as our guests.
That's exactly right, which you'll get to do in this episode. Now, we're recording this intro before we've listened to the episode. We're a little concerned about some sound peaking.
Peaking!
We're going to work. I know that once we start editing, we're going to work on that. But if you hear it a little bit and you hear some peaking, be aware that we know about it and have no solution in the moment.
I'm curious. I hope that we can figure it out. I'm betting that we figure out a pretty good solution to it, and it's not as big of a deal as maybe I thought.
Okay. So now you don't know right now. Everyone that's not listening right now doesn't know either. So let's put a bet out there, $25.
Everybody send me $25.
If the sound works, send us $25. If it does peak, we'll send you $25. Honor system, tell us what you bet.
And we will make right on this.
We will make right on this bet.
Yes. You send us dollars, we send you doll hairs. Remember that old trick?
What is that? Is
50
that
doll hairs?
Is that just the thing just dads like, would say?
I think like I remember it from elementary school. They'd be like, I bet you $5. And you'd be like, sure, I'll bet you $5 or whatever. And they're like, I said doll hairs. And it's like, who's carrying around these fucking doll hairs?
Yeah, okay, pervert. I just learned a lot about you. You're a liar and you carry doll hairs with you.
You are crazy.
Every episode of this podcast, we figure out another person out there that didn't exist ever that we decide is crazy and we're normal. And this one is no different. So we've already reached that point, but let's get right into the comedy.
Yes, here it is. Thank you so much for listening. And, rate us, like us, tell your friends, grow this thing. The more people that listen, the happier we are, and the more excited we are to keep this thing going for a long time.
The more, the merrier.
That's right.
Thanks again. And yeah, do it. Do all those things that Ryan said. Rate, subscribe, all that.
Link it.
Let's start link it.
Link. Just link it. You know what it means.
Link it, baby.
Link it, baby. Also, dump it.
Link it and dump it.
What else? Wrap it.
Spop it.
Top it.
Spin it around.
Send it to your pals.
And give them a kiss.
Give your pals a kiss and listen to the episode.
Enjoy.
Bye. Do you think De Niro will ever do like a crazy role again? Or is like he now just old? Like
I think he would. I think he will.
I hope so.
I'm sure someone's going to give him a crack. Someone's going to give him a Travolta, Pulp Fiction. Like, let's swing you back from parody.
Yeah. Let's see.
Do you think he would ever do a Tarantino movie? Would that be weird? That seems like a not...
Seems like a kind of rival to Scorsese in a weird way, right? Yeah. It feels like there's some weird loyalty shit there.
Is he... No, he's not in Jackie Brown, De Niro.
I don't know.
Oh, wait.
Can't remember.
It's Keaton. No, it is. De Niro is in Jackie Brown, isn't he?
I can't tell if I'm confusing him with Keitel or if they're both in it.
Which I get them confused.
The difference is Keitel showed his penis in a bunch of movies. That's what he's known for.
Yeah, the piano.
That's,
that's what he's known for.
If you want to see Keitel's dick, check out.
Like my only reference. Like, I know he's in Sister Act.
His cock is in Sister Act.
Yeah, that's a big part. When the Pope comes to town, he shows him his cock.
The Pope is in town.
All right. So Mr. Tarantino, he kind of brought in the best of the best for this, but he did want me to run it like a casting session. Because it's his 10th and final film. Gentlemen, the big kind of decision here for him is who is willing to do nudity. And you're all big actors, you know, you're...
I'll pull my cock out. I'll pull my cock out right now.
All
right,
Mr. Connery.
That's right, that's who I am.
Well, We figured from your email signature that you would pull your cock out here.
That's right.
So that's a big coup for you. And this character, I mean, this is the lead. This character is, but the shooting schedule will be based around your schedule. So Connery will pull his cock out.
Yeah, I'll pull my cock out.
Okay. Mr. Brando?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll pull my cock out.
Now, this is the big return of Marlon Brando. He's been living in secret in Jamaica.
Show tan. You've gotten show tan, Brando.
Thank you so much.
Tan, thin Marlon Brando.
Well, I've been living in Jamaica, but I've also been dead in Jamaica for a while as well. On the beach, tanning. They brought me back to life for the role.
Oh, okay, so they've left your corpse on the beach?
Yeah.
And then they brought you to life for this role.
That explains the dryness. He seems to be a bit dry.
He does. He's very ashy.
Yeah, I'm ashy.
Well, I mean, I don't know if, you know, nude Brando is even to nude Connery, because bringing back Brando, that's huge. I don't know, Mr. Connery, if you're
I feel like
to...
we're out of bounds of the film at this point. We've seen a man resurrected.
Well, but at the end of the day, he doesn't want the story of the cast to supersede the story of the movie.
I'll whip my cock out. It's me. I hosted Family Feud.
Louis Anderson?
Yeah.
Or Steve Harvey. I'm sorry, I have my sunglasses on.
Louis Anderson.
Oh, now I recognize.
Louis Anderson, who obviously would look like Steve Harvey if you had your sunglasses on.
Well, I just heard Family Feud.
All right. So,
one second. I'd like to change. I'd like to change who I am. This feels too hard.
Well, Mr. Brando, I mean, you are a master actor, so if you'd like to transform into somebody else,
I'll think about it.
Okay. Yeah, let us know whoever you want to be. If there's a different voice.
I say set it up more so you know it's going to be successful.
We'll see.
Okay, so we've got, so far, as I said, best of the best in here. Louis Anderson, Sean Connery. And Marlon Brando, perhaps, is somebody else, all willing to get nude. Now, Mr. Connery and Mr. Anderson.
Yeah.
Are you guys willing to do, again, because Mr. Tarantino wants, he wants it to be a big talked about nude scene. Are you willing to do full erect nudity? Because, you know, we do have, Brando soft is a bigger story. Than Connery or Anderson soft.
I mean, when I think of nudity, I think of hard on. So I'm in.
So you were, it was implied for
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of soft.
I'm on so many blood thinners and beta blockers. It's hard for me not to be erect these days.
Look, He is.
Can't come, but I'll stay erect for hours.
Okay, okay. This is all good.
Yeah, that's, I should say that now. Bad news. I can't come.
Do we have to come?
I can bring come. I just can't make it happen on camera.
Okay, let's not get out of ourselves.
I can make it happen literally onto the camera.
Okay, let's not get
out
of ourselves.
Good.
I didn't know you've been in Hollywood for so long, and I didn't know that about you.
I mean, I knew Louis was good, but I didn't know he was that good. Get jizz on the camera,
Chuck Connery. You're a Louis Anderson fan.
I'm diehard. I love baskets.
Oh, thank you. I play a lady.
Yes,
and I'm Carrot Top now. I can come with this thing.
Boink. Whoa!
Wow!
A tube.
Yeah, that's my tube.
All right, I guess it once held paper towels.
Okay, so
by the way, here's my penis.
Oh yeah!
Holy shit!
It's ripped, just like Carrot Top.
That is one vascular cock, my friend. Marlon Top.
Marlon Brando went full method on penis. Somehow he made his penis look like what Carrot Top's would look
like.
And
for him to pick such a distinct impression, that's almost impossible to get right and pull it off.
He's good.
He sounds
He's
just
good.
Like Carrot Top to me.
All right. Well, let me. I guess let me bring out Mr. Tarantino, because at this point, this is beyond. This is beyond a decision I'm able
Wait
to make.
Wait a minute, so we're waiting in the room. You're going to bring the director in?
Yeah, I'm going to bring him in to you guys.
Okay.
I mean, he's always been a little bit unorthodox.
I haven't auditioned in a decade or so this is all new.
Because you haven't been working?
I haven't been working, and then before that, I was offer only.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Tarantino is happy to have you here, even.
Oh, you better.
So, let me bring him in, and you guys get to talk amongst yourselves until he comes.
Fair enough.
Okay.
What do you think this is?
It's the same tube again, Mr. Top. Are you asking us to guess what that was? It's the same tube.
How do my jokes work?
How do your jokes work?
Stuff. Let me grab another thing out of the chest here.
Boink.
I believe that chest was a first aid kit. Because you have a Band-Aid on your head now.
Is it a Band-Aid or is it an eye patch?
It's
a Band-Aid.
It looks like a Band-Aid.
It works better on
I would
stage.
Put it more on your eye.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting, everybody. Sorry to keep you waiting. Hi.
Annoying noise from Louis Anderson.
Cool. Louis, play it cool. Jesus Christ.
I haven't ever seen him in person.
I too have never seen you in person.
Well, I miss bloated and... And unusual, as you might imagine.
Are we saying adjectives about ourselves?
If you'd like to.
Surprisingly domestically violent.
Is that... That's true about you, Sean.
That is. Oh, that's what I was doing. Myself.
Okay, I didn't know that. I am the last one. Well, that's gonna be a little controversial for my movie, so it might rule you out.
Rule me in. Here's my dick.
That's a paper tube.
Come.
That's a paper towel tube.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Mr. Top,
you're stealing my act. Quit stealing my act. I was going to do that for the audition.
So
I'm about to bench press this motherfucker.
This is jealous. This is Marlon Brando playing a jealous Carrot Top.
Yeah.
Who, for his audition, was going to pull a paper tube out of his penis. God damn, he's
And
good.
You're the man now, dog, which is the name of the podcast and the way we edit scenes.
Yes.
So, very well done with the Connery.
That was really good Connery.
I didn't even know that was
the name of the podcast or the reference.
Your Connery immediately scared me into making a horrible comedic choice with being a dead person.
I loved it.
Were you
being
Brando?
Loved it so much.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Yeah. The confident. Yeah, boy, thank you, actually.
Sure, I don't know how anybody sounds once it's my job to sound like them.
Oh, same here.
You know?
Yeah, no way.
I can
Absolutely
hear
not.
A thing in my head, and then when it comes out of my mouth, it's not that at all.
Same thing for music. I'm like, this is my favorite song. This is how it goes. And I'm like, Devil Went Down to Georgia, and it's just like way wrong.
Your favorite song is Devil Went Down to Georgia.
I love me some Charlie Daniels. Are you not a fan?
What?
Are you not?
I love that song.
I fucking love that song.
It's a good song.
Chicken in the bin, bow, picking out, dog.
I also love Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh, yeah. Those are my two favorite tongues. Cotton Eye Joe is a great song.
It's a good, it gets you pumped up.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you're going to dance that at your wedding, right?
Oh, yeah, down the aisle, back up the aisle, first dance with my dad.
It's every song at your wedding.
This is the first time I've ever danced.
It's just on.
And why are we doing this on your wedding?
Hey, is that a tradition?
Two birds, one
stone. My dad never let me dance with him. He said on my wedding day.
Only until you're married, Betsy, will I dance with you. Okay.
Okay, I don't dance with unmarried women, even if they're my daughters.
All right, so we have to kind of plan out the wedding. Obviously, we want to do the first dance, and then there's you know, the cutting of the cake, and we just want to time it out.
And we're so excited that you're able to help plan our wedding. This is
thank you so much.
So happy to have you be part of it. But there's something you should know. When it's our first dance, we mean this is the first time either of us have ever danced
before.
As husband and wife. Do we introduce you as husband and wife for your first dance?
No.
Well, I mean, technically, yes.
Yeah.
First time as husband and wife.
Yes.
But
also
our first time
and general.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Sorry, I don't speak Spanish.
In general.
Okay, in general.
I speak a little Spanish.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm very impressed. And I can tell also by the menu, because there's it's a very...
I put a lot of accents on some of the vowels.
A lot of tildes all over the place. So you guys...
Empeñada. I want barbecue shrimp and empeñada.
Okay.
like they eat down there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want to get distracted, of course, because I have a little... you do have never dated, because you're not a young couple, no offense, but you're what?
49.
49. And you two have never danced your whole life.
We were born in 48 and 49.
I thought you were asking us about you.
So you're 60, you're 70 and 71?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're very spry.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You young voices. I do not believe you. What about do you listen to music? Do you go to concerts?
We couldn't listen to music or dance growing up because of we were living under occupied rule.
Oh, where are you from? Like
the Dallas area.
Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, you lived under occupied. Texas, yeah.
Or was this like some sort of cult? Was it?
Oh, now that you mention it.
Maybe.
That might have been a little culty.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I've actually done ex-Pentecostal weddings.
Ex-Pentecostal?
People who used to be Pentecostal and are no longer, and they couldn't dance, but they had danced at some point in their life. Never in your room, you've never danced? Or...
Oh, God, no.
I would kill to have a room.
Oh, man. Yeah, we had one shared barn.
Yeah, we had one barn for all the cadets. And all cadets lived in one barn.
Cadets?
Yeah, we were called cadets.
Well, okay.
No dancing, cadets.
So it's like a bit of Footloose and a bit of Army.
Yeah. People describe it as Footloose meets Ender's Game.
You don't have to elevator pitch your lives to me. I'm sure there's a lot more going on.
Okay, let's not get into our history because this will all be in the vows.
Well, okay.
Yeah, don't worry. We have 4.5 hours planned for the vows.
Yeah,
I do want to.
Because we only need 5 minutes to dance because I'm going to be exhausted after dancing for the first time.
Okay, would you like to dance before? Maybe, you know, so you're a little more comfortable, we could practice. Maybe I could hire
I don't know about you.
I'm having a practice fuck session with a prostitute to prepare myself for our first time having
and
sex.
I'm sucking a dick to then get to dance.
You want my fiance to suck a dick so she can dance?
You went too disparate. No.
You want, all right.
Is that what you want?
Is that what you want,
you
ma'am?
Want me to
honey,
suck a dick,
suck
ma'am,
a dick
can
so
a
you
dance.
Can dance.
No,
ma'am, get away from my dick, please.
Get down. I'll get down.
You get down.
All right, now all three of us are down.
I'm getting back up. How are you two 71-year-olds that much stronger than me?
Because all we could do in the barn was work out. Yeah.
Hey, guys, sorry. Am I interrupting? I just have the cake. I wanted to know if you wanted to sample it before.
My God. Well, here's the thing about trying it. Yeah. It looks amazing.
Oh,
first
great.
Of all, thank you
Incredible.
So much.
Incredible.
Yeah. We're so happy to be working with you. It's not, you know, I know you were sort of out of the limelight for a while.
Yeah, I was disgraced on Cake Boss, and I'm happy to just get a second chance.
Yeah.
I accidentally made the cake inside out, and the frosting was gross.
Oh, that went super viral. It was a lot of frosting on the outside.
Yeah, and then it exploded. The frosting shot out of the inside, and it looked like a coming penis, so.
Oh, my God.
I was disgraced on Cake Boss.
Well, we're here to bring you back.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
If I could just get you to sample, we have the chocolate, we have the vanilla, and of course the strawberry.
Okay.
Which one is which?
Well, the chocolate's the brown one,
uh-huh.
The vanilla's the white one,
uh-huh.
And the strawberry shortcake has strawberries on it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Look, if we're being honest, we can't.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
And we can't try it ahead of time. We've never had
we've
cake.
We've never had cake ever before.
Part of cadet training is maintaining a fully keto, keeping your body in a ketogenic state.
Oh. Yeah.
So for about 50 years, we were fat adapted. We're not going to.
Cadet training? Sorry, I'm just asking about the cake.
Yeah.
It's hard to
But hear. listen.
It's their life is Ender's Game meets Footloose.
Oh, that's a cool elevator pitch. Okay. Well, do you want to just pick one then just by looking at it or? We also have the flowers to go
on. I will one, say, you guys have...
Which is the one dogs aren't supposed to eat?
Chocolate.
All right, so then we won't have
okay,
that.
Okay, because we're going to have a lot of dogs.
You have a lot of dogs at the wedding.
Yeah.
We're inviting all the overlords.
Yeah, and they're all dogs.
I don't know what that means.
Wait, so we're adding dogs to this elevator pitch.
Wait,
the dogs...
Oh, I
didn't know we were
pitching.
Yeah, sorry, no.
Well, I don't want to speak for you guys, but whichever flavor they choose, it would be best if you rebake those not inside out.
God, I'm disgraced again.
See,
I'd
never
apologize.
Seen a cake, but I knew something was off about that.
Oh, yeah. It should be the opposite.
Now that I give them a look, second look, they're hideous. And I apologize.
The vanilla looks like a sneeze. It looks like someone sneezing.
You're
That's
spot on.
I swear I've seen that before.
You're spot on, and I apologize.
I've never seen a cake, but that looked familiar to me. And then I remembered sneezing into my sleeve in the field.
Because you can't sneeze out of it, or else you get shot.
My cousin Barry was sniped pink mist in his head right after he sneezed.
Wow.
We were just in the field, you know, licking the strawberries, and... my cousin Barry sneezed and he couldn't get to his arm in time and poof, one of the fucking overlords,
Jeez.
A German shepherd,
just
trigger finger, trigger happy these fucking.
A sniper dog shot your cousin for sneezing while you were supposed to be in the field licking strawberries?
What?
Look, let's
yes,
talk about
it's going to be in the vows.
Yeah.
Just don't worry yeah. about it.
You'll understand this by
you'll
act two of
it.
The wedding.
Okay, look, what about, we do want to do, I guess after the vows, we do want to do the photos with the family.
Yes,
so we'll bring you guys,
yes.
We'll bring you guys outside, and that's when everybody can do drink service and snack a little bit on your barbecue shrimp empanadas.
And now this is just something we should ask is, now does the camera, will that hurt our skin or mess up our clothes when you take the photo of us?
Yeah, will it burn us?
Will it burn us or, like, tint our outfits in any way?
I have to assume, based on my whole life experience, that none of that will happen.
Okay, good.
Are you asking because you must have had a picture taken of you at some point?
Not that we're aware of. Maybe some long-distance stuff from strangers or whatever, but
I
no.
know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Long distance stuff from strangers? Oh, like someone
yeah,
took
like
a photo.
Yeah, like from a helicopter
we wouldn't
or
know.
Something.
Yeah, maybe, because there was constant flyovers, constant... you know, just releasing powder.
Yeah,
and,
lots
and
of powder.
Into the field.
This is
after,
Dallas, Texas.
Licking the strawberry.
Yeah. Dallas, Texas.
A lot of flyovers. They would dump all this powder on the vegetables, and we'd have to go through
and then
and
we'd
lick
go
it.
And lick it up.
Dearly beloved, we're gathered here today to join these two old folks in holy matrimony.
It's going perfectly.
He's reading it exactly as we wanted him to.
There was a whole thing that I'm supposed to read, but instead they're going to do long vows that they've prepared on their own and that will fill you
wow,
in.
Wow, when
on...
you say it like that, Father, it sounds like You're not that excited.
Yeah. I'm just reading what's written here. I'm just reading what's
written. It feels like you really want to do your own thing.
Well, I did kind of train at this for a long time, but sure, let's do your weird vow thing.
Isn't that the priest that got shamed on Wedding Boss?
Oh, okay, yeah.
And... Oh, yeah, he put the devil back in the little girl?
Now, let's see if anyone has any objections.
Wait a minute, are you the guy that put the devil back in the girl?
Yeah,
oh,
no. Put it back in her.
Technically, yes, but no, that wasn't me.
Technically, yes.
Technically, yes, but no, that wasn't me.
Let's just get on with the wedding. Technically,
that's a
that
bold
was me.
Stance. Technically, yes, but no, that wasn't me.
Listen, you're paying me a lot of money to be here.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah, we're paying this priest a lot of money.
This dog won't quit pissing on my leg, and I'd like to really just get this underway.
Please don't make eye contact with our Lord and Savior.
This is your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
This dog that's pissing on my leg.
Yes.
Excuse me, I'm being disgraceful again. I apologize. Shouldn't say piss up here so much. I apologize again.
Just say it as many times as it's in the script we gave you.
Right, yes. All right, well, should we do this thing? Do you want to get into the vows or should we just cancel it?
Hey. To be fair, we did write that.
We did, just in case, because we thought we might get to the point where we just want to cancel it all.
Because I don't know if we want to get into the tubs of coconut oil now. Like, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We're going to get a lot of birds attacking us then. Oh,
God bless you.
He just got... Oh, no.
The priest
Lord
leaned over to say, God bless you, and got his head shot.
The priest took a God bless you bullet from him. Oh, I think he's still alive.
He's trying to give himself the last rites, but he's doing it wrong.
Oh, no, there's the devil. The devil's inside of him. The devil's inside of him.
He's beckoning him.
I am the Satan man.
I am the Satan man.
Satan is all man.
No, Satan man is here. Satan man. We yes. meet again. Tis I. Jesus, man.
Jesus, man. Jesus, man, you're the
worst. I was born by Jesus in 0 AD, and I got his powers. So I have the powers of Jesus.
I love your suit. Your suit is cool. How do you get the eyes like that? That is cool. But Satan, man, is here to burn you.
Wait, we're being like, I just want to say, I love that you don't have fingertips on your gloves. That must make it so much easier to like use apps and stuff.
Well, I'm homeless.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, so you're like homeless from like a 90s movie?
Yeah. Okay. I'm offensively homeless.
Yeah. Great, well, I'm assuming you'll be a major plot point. You're the man now. No.
Our first guest edit.
First
I love
guest
it.
Edit.
Who, surprise, surprise. Who'd be the first person to
take over the show?
Like, I think I get it now.
Yeah. I appreciate it very much.
I felt bad that I jumped on that stupid cutaway.
Yeah. No, that was... That,
it
was
no, great. It's funny. Same thing.
Yeah. It was a good cutaway.
God.
I love creating just like a fake backstory like that you could just make as crazy as possible.
It's so
and
good. Pretend,
and pitching it like you don't know it's weird is like one of the most fun, stupid games ever. Of like, oh, yeah, well, then the overlord.
Yeah, that's what happens. Of course.
This is my life.
It's the best. Yeah. Nothing weird here.
They do that show. They Mary Sasson and Marissa Strickland had that show at UCB, and I think maybe a podcast, but called Bad Dads, a game show.
Yes.
Where people would come on and talk about their dads and say specifics, and some were true and some were false. But the craziest part of the show is people would tell a story that in their memory was like, here's a crazy thing my dad did. And it would kind of get a response, but then they would always say some offhanded specific. And that would always be the thing that the audience, someone would say a thing that was just a fact of their life. And those were always the things that the audience would be like, oh, God.
Weird. Yes.
Like that was my dad's fifth affair with my sister or whatever. And everybody would be like, that's the weird thing.
That's the thing to talk about.
My dad came to parent-teacher conferences and he had jean shorts on and everyone at school was making fun of me. So he went back into the helicopter he lives in and he didn't come out for like a week.
Okay, your turn. No, come back.
I was driving with my wife to a friend's brunch and... We were just talking about like jerking off as kids or whatever. And like, I was just like, yeah, we used to just like sit in a room and put on porn and like all go under our like respective blankets and just like jerk off. And my wife's like, that's gay. That's like so weird. That's not like, not that gay and weird are the same thing, but that's unusual behavior for a straight boy. And I'm like, no, we all did it. Every guy does it. And I kept saying like, every guy, we go to the party, I ask like 12.
I feel like
I come in so hot. I think you might have.
I think I was at that party because I remember that of you just being
I came
like,
in so
everybody
hot.
Everybody like, did it and everybody's like,
No one else had done it. I'm like, so it's just my friend group in high school. I've since heard from some other people, but it is way less common than I thought it was. I thought, obviously, because it was what I did, that everyone was doing what I did at 12. I guess you all learned about sex on your own.
Responsibly.
Yeah, safely and responsibly.
I feel like a lot of people who grew up with like brothers around the same age have like the stereotype, like movie, TV, like crazy chaos version of what being a boy is like.
Right.
And I think I didn't have, my brother and I were like 7 years apart. So we weren't like together, like discovering crazy things at the same time.
Oh, yeah. And like not enabling each other.
Yeah.
Like if I'm like a dude with a sort of weird thought and there's another dumb dude there, it's like, I can share this with this guy. But I'm not really doing that with my sister who's 3 years older than me.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I'll just be quiet my whole life.
Sometimes in class, I get a boner.
Your sister's like, get the fuck out of my room.
Yeah.
I think one more question. Stephanie. Get out of here.
Leave me alone.
Sometimes at night I pee and it's sticky. Stephanie, open the door.
No.
Stephanie.
Leave me alone.
Stephanie, I have two questions.
God, okay.
Two questions,
okay,
that's it.
Okay, make them fast, okay? I'm trying to listen to my music.
Okay.
Okay, what?
First question.
Okay.
Is it garbage that sings Stupid Girl?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, what?
Second question.
Yeah.
Is it possible to make cum come out of my dick by putting my finger in my butt?
Get the fuck out of here.
Stephanie.
Get the fuck out of here.
Stephanie.
Don't talk to me about that.
Stephanie,
you little perv.
You're my sister. We're similar in age. Mom and dad have, we're latchkey kids. We're home. I just have questions.
So?
You're my older sister. You got to know so much cool shit.
Why don't you just ask your friends? That's sick for me to talk to you about it.
My friends don't want to talk about it. Every time I ask them stuff like this, they're like, dude, you're fucking weird. Stop asking me this
shit. So maybe you should just hold it in and save all these questions all right, for a later
Can
time.
Can I just ask? Two more questions.
And the answer is yes.
The answer is yes to two more? Oh, so that...
yes.
Oh, yes to my question before.
Yes to your question before.
I thought so.
What are you, have you been trying?
No, I've been just taking a shower, but with the loofah was slippery, and I got a whole, almost a whole hand in there, and it felt like
Brandon.
A sneak. I know. It was weird.
I have to practice my dance. I'm closing my door. Ow! Get your head out of the door. Get your head out of the door.
Slam it.
I'll fucking slam it.
Slam it.
I'll slam it, Brandon.
Slam it. Oh, fuck. Oh, frick.
Oh, no. Okay, I'm going to slam you back to normal.
Hey,
oh, no. Whoa. Okay, I'm going to slam you back to normal again.
Oh, peas and carrots. I'm normal again.
Kids, hey, kids, what are you doing? Are you guys fighting? Are you hitting each other again?
No. Mom, Stephanie won't answer my question. Can I ask you a quick question, Mom?
Always,
actually,
honey.
Two quick questions.
Always, honey.
Can we have chicken cordon bleu for dinner?
It's a little hard to prepare, but yeah, sure.
And my other, can you get pregnant from coming on a stranger's feet?
Honey, I'm glad you asked this question, okay? No. You know you cannot. And anytime you have a question, you can bring it to me. You're obviously creeping your sister out.
Yeah, it's fucking gross.
It's weird when you say this stuff, though, Ma.
I'm sorry. I'm okay, but whatever you need, you can always ask me.
I just, like, forget that you're, like, a woman, and then you do this shit, and it reminds me.
Brandon.
Oh, sorry. My voice is
getting
deeper.
Your voice just got so
I think
much
I'm going
deeper.
To I gotta go to my room.
Oh, my God, Brandon.
I gotta go to my room.
Whoa, he grew, like, 3 feet.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, my God,
my little man is becoming a big man.
He's a huge man.
I'm in my bedroom.
Oh, Oh my God, he's making coffee.
I'm fucking hungover.
He's already hungover. Mom,
are you okay?
More coffee. I'm okay. I'm worried about Brandon.
I have to go to the office.
Stay in the room. You need to cool off
oh
for a little bit.
Oh my God. I want out of this house.
Okay, you can leave.
Okay.
If you want to, but please come back. And if you have any questions that you feel uncomfortable asking, I know you only have a brother, you can always ask me. Okay?
Okay.
Or your old man.
Oh, God. Wait, have you been standing there this whole time?
Yeah. I didn't feel it necessary to chime in.
Dad.
But now I'm here. Pretty crazy about your brother just now, huh?
Yeah.
But that's puberty, just like I explained it to you.
Honey, why don't you ever help when the thing's going on?
What? Oh, okay. Well, why don't you ever help when I'm home during the day and you're at work?
I'm helping by bringing home the bacon.
Okay, but I'm here all day, and sometimes I can't find stuff.
Ding, ding, dong.
Oh, hang on, I'll get it.
Who Hello? Is it?
It's me, your neighbor, Derek.
Hey, Derek, how's it
hey,
going?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just want you to know. I don't know. I'm assuming you know, but that big wild animal you have chained up in your yard.
That's our son.
Yeah. That's your son?
Yeah.
The fuck is happening?
Well, he's going through puberty.
Well, he fucking turned my dog into a dog skeleton.
Really?
Well, through magic or like he ate the outside?
I thought it was magic at first, but then, you know, Murphy's Law, the simplest answer might be the answer. You know, Occam's Razor, all that. And I'm pretty sure, I think your son ate my dog like a fucking chicken wing, clean down to the bone.
I mean, if we're doing philosophy here, this is a Schrodinger's dog, in my opinion. Was your dog ever even alive?
Way to handle this, honey.
Well, I guess I didn't know you lived here. I never seen you before.
Oh, yeah? Sometimes I come up to your house and I knock just to see if anyone's home, but I run away before you open the door.
That's you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I bought a fucking AR-15. Because of that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was so easy. Well, the school was selling them as a fundraiser.
That was my
idea. It was one of those things. They were taking them out of kids' lockers and selling them to local adults. It's like a buyback program or something. Raise
okay,
money
kids,
for boosters.
Okay, kids, we have a different program this year. I know last year we were selling wrapping paper.
Yeah. That was fun.
You love that.
I love it. That was so fun. I did so good.
I know you guys got excited. Your first little bit of being your own little entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Well, this year it's going to be different. We're asking you guys to sniff out all the scary kids at school and find their guns.
It's Bruce.
Impossible.
It's Bruce.
Yeah, it's just Bruce.
Well, okay, we know about Bruce.
No,
but
it's Bruce.
The task is merely impossible. No,
Bruce, even that way you talk means
it's absolutely
Bruce. You talk like
Bruce.
An old, disgruntled professor.
Me? I'm none of the above. You guys want to come over and watch Equilibrium with Christian Bale?
Is that the movie with Jim Cotta? Well, where you're gun kata, right? It's
correct.
Gun kung fu?
Yeah.
No, thank you, Bruce.
They do that style of kung fu.
And do they dress like that in the movie, the way you're dressed now, with like small sunglasses and a huge jacket?
Now that you mention it, I guess I was slightly influenced by the film.
Well, Bruce, you know what? You could get a head start with this, because I know that you have a lot of stock of what we're selling, okay? So what we're doing is taking the guns from all the scary kids.
What are
school.
You selling, plans? Are you selling blueprints and manifestos?
No, we're selling.
Okay, well, then I don't have what you need.
We could sell those as wrapping paper.
That's good. You're pretty stuck on that idea, huh?
I mean, everybody loves wrapping paper. You can use it so much during the time of summer birthdays.
Summer birthdays are a little late for the school year.
Yeah, we have one day left of school.
Well, because I really want this one to take before summer. Because it's not only is it good for the school, but it's good for the community to get these AR-15s out of this guy's hands.
Bruce's hands.
Bruce, the only child named Bruce. Of course he's got lots.
Of course, Bruce, you got 10 rings. You're wearing a ring on every finger.
That's right. And each of them bought from a different man.
Okay,
no rings purchased from women?
Well, of course not. You buy men's rings from men and women's rings from women. When I finally propose to my betrothed, I'll buy the ring from a woman.
Is that the woman you have a poster of in your locker that you're talking about, your betrothed? The one that we all know is Kathy Ireland from the movie Necessary Roughness?
Incorrect. It's a woman that I met when I was at football camp last summer.
You met a 35-year-old model that played, it was a kicker. The picture is her in a uniform with underwear bottoms kicking a fucking
And no
field
offense,
goal.
Bruce, but you're small, ugly, and nobody likes you.
Hey.
This is part of
this,
the problem.
Mr. Linden, this is what you did this to
well,
him.
Well, we need to be honest with these kids.
This is why he's making a manifesto.
No, I'm sure I'm not on it.
Let's just say I'm going to be checking my list twice, Mrs. Linden, and you've been very naughty.
What are you, Santa Claus? Loser?
See? Wrapping paper! I'm telling you!
You're right.
Let's sell some wrapping paper. Everybody loves it.
Okay, well, I think we do have some wrapping paper left. Why don't you start selling the wrapping paper?
Okay.
Maybe you wrap some of these guns and do a 2-for-1.
Whoa. Okay.
I'll help you.
Okay, great. Ow, he's pulling my hair.
Okay, Bruce.
It means you like me.
It means I like you.
That's right. I pulled your hair. You must like me.
Bruce, I think you're really scary. Do you need to talk to someone? Do you need to talk to someone, Bruce?
No.
So, Bruce,
uh-huh.
I know what you're thinking. What is this fruitcake going to do for me? But I fixed some people before, okay? So what's the deal? You got found solving an equation on a chalkboard at a school or something like that?
Excuse me. I've just never seen an authority figure sitting on top of the desk like this.
Yeah, it's like you can sit in your chair and work at your desk, but so can you can handcuff yourself to a fucking slave ship too, you know?
Whoa, that's true.
I curse as well.
You curse?
You can smoke in here. Do you smoke?
Yes, parliaments.
Oh, okay. Well, I smoke P-lights. If you can handle a P-light, I can hook it up.
Please.
All right, here you go.
Oh, wow, Zippo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Zippo lighter. Got a few of them. Yeah, so if you don't smoke, Bruce, you don't have to.
No, I smoke all the time.
You sure? Because that's not how you're supposed to hold it.
Oh.
You got to at least start by using your hands.
Hey, Cliff, can we talk to you for a second?
I'm just about breaking through with them.
I just don't think it's working. You're getting a lot of kids hooked on nicotine. And also Zippo lighters. Everybody leaves your office with a
Mark,
Zippo habit.
Mark, I know. I'm sorry, but I have to connect with these kids somehow. We're both just kids from the South Side. We get each other.
I don't think everyone here is from the South Side.
Yes, I'm pretty sure Bruce was from the South Side.
Okay, well, I'll give you another shot, but just get to the actual talk.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
I tried that thing. I got a fake ID, went into a bar, and talked to a few ladies.
How'd that go?
A bit. Terribly.
Did you see any fucking nice tits?
Well, you know, I saw some women that I thought were exquisite looking, and so I obviously complimented them.
Yes. Are you smiling?
Oh. Oh, look at this guy's approaching us.
Oh honey. Wow, he's small.
Good evening,
he's tiny
my dears.
And weird looking.
Good evening, my dears.
Are you wearing those little tanning glasses that people wear in tanning beds? Because those are the smallest glasses I've ever seen.
Yeah, those are really small. You're interesting.
Thank you. I got these from my friend Morpheus.
Are you drinking a white Russian?
Wow.
Yeah,
wow,
this is Morpheus. My seventh of the evening.
Oh, no.
Guys, this guy sounds smart.
I mean, he is quirky.
I mean, we are horny. Remember on the car ride here, we almost fucked a Lyft driver?
Oh, yeah. He was nice.
He was nice. I'm going to call him later.
Oh, my God.
4 stars.
Yeah.
I'm bad. Yeah. Sorry, Bruce.
What Sorry.
It's okay. Your conversation made me orgasm inside my pants.
Wow, I like that in a man. Yeah.
Well, work's done here.
Yeah.
Now it's
Let's
just time for the
with...
weekend.
Yeah, I need a cigarette.
Let's get out of here. We got some.
Yeah, guys. That was getting some.
I actually think I came too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
Me too. Should we like go home and I'll watch a porno and then like under each of our blankets jerk off?
Sure.
Yeah, that would be a first for me.
Yep,
wait,
same
what?
Here.
You guys didn't
I've
grow
I've never
up?
Done it before.
You're rolling your eyes so
never
hard.
I've never done something like that before.
And you're rolling your eyes so hard, Lori. You guys are just so hard right now. Come on.
So, yeah, I went to the bar, and that's what the ladies all started saying and doing.
Oh, yeah, sounds like... broads, am I right? Classic.
My God.
You know, the thing is, they never change.
All right.
All right.
How long does a ponytail like that take?
I
I don't know, because it's not done growing yet, pal.
Cliff, I don't know what you did, but you have worked wonders with Bruce. He is no longer a Columbine-type kid. He's now just sort of a douchebag.
Yeah, I diagnosed him as a Columbine-type kid.
Yeah.
A lot of people say that's not a type of kid, and I say, you know what?
It is.
I'm going to get it into the fucking mental illness book that I can't place right now, even though I'm a psychiatrist.
That's okay. We don't need that from you. That's right. Okay. As long as you're making an impact, we're happy.
So I'm not going to get cut from the therapist team?
No, you are still on varsity.
Thanks, coach.
You're still on varsity.
You're the man now, dog.
Oh, my God.
I almost did a thing that I trained out of my improv brain a long time ago because I'm like, nobody likes this, but just walked on to say, it's the DSM-4
yeah.
or whatever.
Oh, like, I remember the, yeah.
Oh, great. Now we're stuck in this scene with because you fucking wanted to look smart.
Yeah, I remember those moments. Like, actually, it was this. Cool.
Well, it's hard not to, because like, that's the thing about being in like an improv show where two people are in the scene, you're like, I actually know so much about this.
Yes.
Like, but why do I think that justifies why right. I need to get in there?
Yeah.
I've kind of like started to hate when I know something that other people are talking about and they don't seem to know it, because I get like urgent, crazy feelings that I don't want. Like,
right.
I have to interrupt you. And it's like, I just need to shut the fuck up. But it makes me like want to jump in so bad.
Like, I've fucking used to like chime in on the subway. I'd be like, you're talking right. about the thing.
Like, oh,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like you get like the people
take are out your
yeah, I'd be like, actually, I'm sorry, but you guys keep the actor's name is
yeah.
Like no one has ever left a conversation with me and been like, whoa, how cool that Dan knew that the restaurant was Mezzaluna where they ate at before OJ killed Nicole.
I will say I think
I
that's
mean, the
cool.
LAPD appreciated
it. Oh, yeah, they did.
You were a star. With-
I guess that's why I keep talking about it. It's just a big deal. But, yeah, it's been so long now.
The OJ chase happened on the night of my sixth grade dance, because I remember coming home. My dad picked me up at the dance and was like, Johnny, OJ's on the run. And I'm like, who's OJ? He's like, Nordberg from Naked Gun. And that's like, he knew that's how I would know. And I was like, Nordberg killed somebody?
Oh.
And I went home and watched. Like, I just remember walking in the house. We had this like big CRT TV that the people before, like one of those, you know, 19.
Like the huge, thick.
Like a 1994 fucking like 700 pound television.
Yes.
It was like 40 inches across. The people before us just moved to Florida and we're like, we can't
please
even bring this.
Please just yeah. keep
and
it
we were
here.
Like, it's impossible to watch in the sunlight. You know?
Yes,
it's like
yes.
so poorly made.
And even
like,
when it's dark, it's
yeah.
still like, oof,
yeah,
this
like
is
a,
tough.
A movie could just feel like you're watching like a blown out negative.
Yes,
but I remember right. just distinct memory of walking in. I'm dressed like such a fucking asshole because I tried to dress up for the sixth grade dance.
Oh.
And I walk in and I just see the imagery of like a highway with like a white car down
yeah.
the middle, and I like oh, car chases aren't a big thing in New York, like I guess they are here in California now, like right. it's always on the news out here
yeah.
in New York it wasn't always a thing, and just seeing that I was just like, holy shit, that's crazy. Nordberg.
Yeah.
Are car chases still big out here? Like I feel like I don't see them as much anymore, because where do you go? Like it feels like in the 80s or 90s, like the roads were just wide open. Now it's like, oh, there's traffic.
I feel like I heard somewhere possibly.
There was one recently that Tarver called me and Mono because it was somebody like going through Hollywood, like right by wow. where we live. And Drew's like, I'm watching the local news. Turn it on. The dude's like going all through your neighborhood.
Oh,
and
shit.
So we like started watching it. And then it came close. Like it was at like Hollywood and Van Ness. And then. Kept going down Hollywood, and we like saw it all happen.
Oh,
that's
awesome.
Wild.
There was one like
was pretty fun.
5 or 6 months ago where the car got off the freeway. It was and it was in Los Feliz, like right off Riverside Boulevard.
Yeah,
there's like I don't know if you know this, but when you're getting on the 5, there's a huge apartment building right by that 5 entrance.
Yes,
and they got off the freeway and followed a car into the parking garage. And the gates closed.
That's
before
like
the cops
James
got there.
Bond
yeah.
shit.
And like the, at least the night of, I was like following it, and they lost the person.
Oh my God!
They were just like going door to door.
Because I always say, like, who gets down. Away?
Yeah.
Why would you ever
I mean,
run?
That is like why? Yeah. Why would you run?
But I feel like I heard somewhere that like LAPD is not authorized to chase you. Like if you try to run away, they just like call it in and like. get or something like that. Like, there's only a certain amount of chasing they do. Once you get on the highway, then CHP takes over, and CHP is allowed to chase you from a stop or something like
whoa.
That. I think I just heard that on a podcast, which is interesting. Yeah, and it's just fucking crazy. Like, to imagine, like, your instinct is like, fuck, I gotta just drive.
Yes, yeah. Like, I did something. So the only way out maybe is to just run.
Yeah, like, this chopper is following me. I'm gonna figure out a way to get away from
yeah.
that. Yeah, that's wild.
It's so scary.
Betsy, you gotta get going, right?
Yeah. I do, yeah.
Yeah. Great. Let's call it.
Okay. Or if you guys want to do a scene, I'm gonna.
Yeah, maybe
out.
We'll jump into one if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'll stay.
I gotta go to Hustlers.
Betsy's gotta go.
I gotta go watch Hustlers.
Love you, Betsy.
Love you, Bets. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. That was fun. Let's
do it again. Dog, you are the man now.
Gabrus, oh my God, turn on the news. I'm watching a high-speed chase. It's in your neighborhood.
All right, yeah, hold on. Fuck, the remote. Yeah, okay.
It's in your neighborhood, dude. They're coming right down your street.
What? Dude, holy shit.
Oh my God.
Wait, looks like the guy is stopped. It's stopped outside my house.
Holy shit, he's getting out of the car in your driveway.
What the fuck, man?
Beep, boom.
He's ringing the bell.
Holy shit.
Don't answer. Don't answer, Mark.
Domino's.
I did order pizza.
Dude, I don't know how they're not catching this guy. He's out. He's putting on a hat.
Domino's, hurry up.
Is this my... Oh, hey, bacon cheeseburger large pizza?
Bacon cheeseburger large pizza, yeah. Let me get in and close the door.
Oh, yeah, of course. Shut the door.
Okay, I'm going to be real with you. I am your pizza delivery guy.
Uh-huh.
But on the way here, I got into a high-speed chase.
Okay.
What?
I need you to...
Were you chasing someone or someone chasing you?
They're chasing me. The cops are chasing me.
This is the chase guy.
You're the guy from the fucking...
Yeah.
Now I hear the helicopter. Now that we turned the TV down, I can hear the helicopter hovering outside my house.
You were watching.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Hey, I didn't do anything bad. Don't worry.
I missed the beginning. My friend Mark came running over here, but he lives 7 miles away, so I don't know how long it's been going on.
Yeah, it's been going on a while, dude.
I told you, just text me next time.
Well, my phone, the reception wasn't working or something. I had to turn my phone off. I got you, I showed up, and we were both here.
Yeah. Well,
I told you, Mark, next time you have fucking thing you want to tell me, just text me or email me.
I need it to be ear to ear, dude. I don't trust
ear
text.
To ear. That's
Yeah,
but when you put your ear on my ear, it doesn't help me hear better. It's like unsettling
it
more than
it makes me feel comfortable. I don't know what you want me to say. Anyway, this guy's a villain, and he's in your house now.
No, turn the TV off. I didn't even do anything that bad. Don't worry about it.
The TV.
Thank you. All right. So
where is the remote? I'm sorry.
Get the TV.
This one is the cable box one. So I now I just turned the cable box off, but now it's the TV still on. It's like, hold on. This one's the volume.
Do you have a universal remote? It's 2019. You don't do a universal remote?
Well, it's hard because I have my
19 cents.
It's only $21.
No, not the price of the remote. The year is 2019. We all have a universal.
I'm sorry. Wait, what?
I came into the wrong
2019. I thought it was 2017.
There's no way it's 2019.
Yeah, you're full of shit, dude.
Dude, remember, because we graduated high school in 2001.
Yes. Oh, Christ.
And then we started smoking weed.
Doctors and judges forced us to move 7 miles apart from each other because we were bad.
Yeah, we were a disturbance to what they said was the community.
They called it the community.
We called it
our neighbors that live near us.
Yeah. 7 miles was not far enough to get us to stop smoking weed.
Nice
anyway,
try.
What year is it?
Trump. Is Trump still the president?
Wait. Yes, he's still the president. He is currently, they are considering the articles of impeachment, though.
Oh, I know what that means. We both know.
Yeah, of course. That's when you put a cigar in a girl's pussy, right? That's the last time I heard that.
I could do impeachment for hours.
Oh, man. Yeah, for real. It's actually not that tiring to put a cigar in someone else's pussy. Am I right, Mark?
Absolutely, Mark.
All right, I'm in the wrong house. You're both Mark.
Well, he's
Are
Mark
you both Gabrus. Mark, or you
Mark Gabrus. This is Mark Rosenberg.
Again, they said we had to separate us. Too much Mark.
Too many marks for the community, I guess. So that's
Were your names always Mark?
No, we switched it both. To,
you switched names?
No, we were both. I was Mark with a K, he was Mark with a C, and then we switched names.
Now I'm Mark with a K.
And I'm Mark with a C.
What the fuck?
I kept my same last name.
Hey, we're not the weird one here.
Dude, you forgot the crazy bread?
Yeah, we ordered Domino's but said stop at Little Caesars and get Crazy Bread.
Whatever, man. You said you would do it for us.
Look, I know.
It was $1,000 on Postmates.
I'm right.
When I was going to check out, it said $41. Then I said, got it. And when the thing came through, it was over $1,000.
Well, you said.
Hidden service fee?
It's a service fee.
Gotta send them an email.
I'm sending them an email, dude.
Mark, if I forget, remind me to send an email.
Hey, you don't have to forget because I'm going to remember.
No one has ever sent an email.
You don't have to forget. You don't have to remember because I won't forget.
Either way. Well, actually, let's switch. I'm going to forget. Will
all right,
you remember?
Fine. I'll remember.
Okay.
But you forget then.
You got it. Hey, why are you here?
I'm struggling here. I am struggling with. I thought this would be kind of a safe. I thought you guys would be scared of me and it would be kind of a safe house for me.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome to stay here if you need to.
Listen, bud, I'm calling 911 unless you can go out, come back with the crazy bread. And
oh,
Pepsi!
I got to email Postmates.
Yes,
you just reminded me.
I forgot.
I totally forgot too. Then you said crazy bread, and I was like, "Man, I've been trying to get crazy bread on Postmates for like an hour now."
Yeah, seriously. Hey, do you know where our Postmates guy is?
Oh my god! Look, guys, I'm gonna.
You want a hit of this, man?
That
one's not weed. Neither is this one. Do you want a hit of this one?
They are both. Down to the nub. I don't.
Well, yeah.
But there was never weed in them.
What were they?
Mine?
Yes.
Or his?
Well, mine was pencil shavings.
Mine
then,
was DMT.
But then we switched.
We switched. Well, because so Mark... it was labeled for Mark with a C.
Yeah.
And I took it instinctively, but now I'm Mark with a K. So
anyway, I'm all things at once.
Look, guys.
You know how sometimes you have a roommate or a friend, they live 7 miles away, and they're all things and nothing all at the same time?
Yeah, and they see magical elves.
You know, okay, the production company that makes Top Chef?
Yeah, he sees one of the girls that works there.
Yeah, my boy Mark is fucking one of the receptionists at Magical Elves.
Hell yeah, Top Chef all
He's going to get us on Top Chef.
Yeah.
You think
as
by
judges.
Having sex with the receptionist, you're going to get... Those judges are restaurateurs and chefs that have been in the business for decades.
Okay, criminal Postmates guy.
Yeah, why don't you fucking chill? And take your shoes off, man. This is a shoes-off house.
Yeah, if you're going to be in here all crazy, at least be nice.
I do notice there is a lot of East Asian culture in this house.
Yeah, brother. And we are going to go someday. We are going to go.
We got to rescue our dads. They were POWs in Vietnam.
Yeah, we did the VR. We know what it's like over there now. We're going to go. We're ready.
We did the VR training. We trained to rescue our dads who are still POWs.
You did a VR experience that was specifically trained to rescue POWs.
Yeah, it was designed by Army Rangers.
Yeah, I messed up. I did the whole training 16 weeks, and I was accidentally training to go get his dad.
I know, and me too. So we have to switch training plans. It's very common because my dad's in Cambodia and his dad's in Vietnam.
And mine was from the sea.
Yeah, mine was air and land.
Yeah.
It was technically land, air, land. Little bit of sea and then air again.
Yeah, we both do a little bit of sea. That's what you're worried about. Anyway, what are you doing here? You want to hang out? You want to smoke this?
I do. No, I'm not going to smoke with you guys. I'm already too fucking paranoid. Look, I shot a cop, okay?
Oh, hell yeah.
Shot.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
No, it's
dude.
Not
for
cool.
Crazy bread
but I
what?
Didn't shoot the deputy, right?
Yeah.
Am I right, dog?
Yeah, Bob Marley.
Oh. That reminds me.
We got
an email
post. Bob Marley.
Right, Bob Marley. He's our connect at Postmates.
He hooks it up fat, dude.
Yeah, you know, he always hooks us up.
What do you mean?
You order $1,000 worth of food, he'll bring you $40 worth.
Bob Marley will.
I think.
I'm pretty sure.
Listen, I don't know if you heard, but we're both on DMT on accident.
I think I'm on pencil shavings, but I think it's actually fucks you up more than DMT.
Yeah.
Okay, look, you guys. Because
I keep seeing my dad, and my dad's saying, don't even try to rescue me. I'm not actually in Cambodia.
You're holding a very good conversation with me, considering you're also dealing with that hallucination.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know how it is, right?
Wait, was your dad in
also, you know the cops have been slowly surrounding this house. I can see them in all the windows. There's smoke in the backyard.
Hey, it's this guy. It's him. I'm going to lay on the floor.
I'm going to lay on top of Mark.
Shoot, I should. Yeah, let's switch.
All right, let's. There we go.
Look, fuck. Okay, did you have a basement or something I can hide in? Why?
Oh, shit, I've been shot. I've been shot. Yes, the basement's over there. Just go down the stairs.
You said
do you remember how to get there? It's just down the stairs.
The bottom of the stairs. The
There's a door. You just twist the handle.
These don't have to be your guys' last words.
The door says basement. There's a little creak.
Please, don't have to be your last words, guys. I'm sorry. I brought this on you guys.
Once the door is open, step inside. Ignore the big baby pool full of peanut butter. Ignore the smell.
It's not peanut butter. No, I'm sorry. Mark's right. It's not peanut butter.
I left a dying diarrhea. I was dying before you got here. We're all dying, man.
You guys, I feel so terrible. I brought this on you, please.
We're ready to die.
What are your Mark Gabris and Mark Rosenberg?
Oh fuck! Oh, these were hollow points. They were cop killers.
Oh god!
They hit us with cop killers, man.
My whole shoulder and arm flew off.
Oh fuck! They mean both shoulders—the fake one and the real one.
Yeah, they sprawled.
They sprawled.
You guys had fake shoulders.
We each have one. Well, I have two fake shoulders. He had zero. Then we accidentally switched shoulders. Well, now we each have one fake, one real.
I went in for the surgery, made a big mistake. It was supposed to be him.
Yeah. Yeah, but we had IDs and, you know, the thing with where you put the ID down, face down, whoever gets picked does the surgery.
Yeah, you feel pretty good now?
I feel much better.
I feel a lot better.
I some people say it's like energy that kicks back up right before.
Hello, I am Devil Man. And I am Satan Man. Which hell do you guys want to go to?
Door choices?
Satan Man or
Devil Man?
The doors are called Door Number Satan Man and Door Number Devil Man.
Yes. Devil Man Door is the second one.
Well, the Devil Man Door went down to Dorja. Look at first.
Man now, dog.
That last part got crazy.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah. Gotta heighten.
Uh-huh. That was a lot of fun.
John Gabris, thanks for doing it.
Please, thanks for having me. Check out the We Love Trash podcast on Patreon.
Betsy and Mano's podcast.
Betsy and Mano's podcast. Awesome. Betsy had the dip, so let's promote her.
Good
thing.
Promo. We do an outro where we also do extra promo, but if there's anything you want us to promo right now.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we do this separately.
No, no.
I mean, I listen to all the episodes.
There's not many.
No, I mean, I know, but a few of them. Imagine if I did.
Yeah, anything you want the audience to hear from the horse's mouth.
It is a funny thing when you do someone's podcast that there's any, like, if I invited you over, I wouldn't expect you to know my biography or research me a little bit and watch.
Yeah,
and
part of me, I like doing podcasts where I don't know anything about what it's going to happen because then it's like, at least makes it more exciting for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, not that I was afraid of doing an improvised podcast with you two and Betsy. Right. I wasn't like, I wonder what this will be. That I was just more excited.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
All of our endings have had an outro here where we do this exact conversation and then a second outro where we do on our own.
Oh, people like endings. So having two of them is better.
Everyone
says in comedy, the best part is the endings. Have more
Everyone
endings.
Knows the audience wants to be there longer than the performers.
Well, they like when the energy goes down to a finished spot and then way back up just
and
to
then
find
slowly
another
to finish.
But,
well, I have nothing else to say.
All right,
no promos.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Just
no
listen
promos.
To the actual outro, please.
Great. Promo for the outro. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here, Gabris.
Stay tuned for the outro.
There it was. It's time for outro number two.
Your outro. Is that maybe a thing we should keep?
Yeah, I like your outro.
It was right in the just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Your outro again.
three strikes and your outro.
That was another fun episode, this time with Betsy Sodaro and John Gabris. You can check out Gabris's podcast, which is called High and Mighty. It's hilarious.
You can check out High and Mighty. You can also check out Action Boys, a fellow Patreon podcast.
That's
him,
right.
Ryan Stanger and Ben Rogers, all talking about action movies.
You can check out Betsy Sodaro and her podcast with her friend Mano Agapian called We Love Trash.
And her other podcast, Funny Feeling with Marcy Giroux.
That's right. A lot of fun stuff from all these people in this episode.
That's right. And if you're looking for more things, at Gabris on Twitter, at Birdie So Dirty on Twitter, that's theirs. We are at Mandog Pod on all the social media. I'm
Dan
at
Lipper
Dan Cool. Lipper Cool.
Chosenberg.
And of course, a very special thank you
to the Dalai Lama, also on Twitter.
Dalai Lama, at DALAI. Llama, not sure how many L's.
I think it is a funny one. I think it is spelled.
Is it Como Se Llama or is it?
No, I don't think it is.
No.
But an actual serious thank you to Casey Trela, who did our theme song. You could check out his music from his band Tuft and also other stuff that he's made at CaseyTrela.com.
And Harry Chaskin, who did our logo, HarryChaskin.com. And I'm a little self-conscious now about how Gaber's talked about a long, long ending is what nobody wants. And yet it's what is happening.
Well, I'm excited to put this out. The thing we wanted, you know, the show's over. If you want to stop listening, I have no problem with
it. Yeah, hit the pause button, baby.
Hit the stop button.
Hit the stop button.
Turn off your car and go into the McDonald's. That's what I'm doing. We're recording right outside of McDonald's.
In our cars. What are you going to order, Ryan?
Two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, on a sesame seed bun.
Wow.
That's a Big Mac. That's a Big Mac.
You're going to get a Big Mac?
I'm going to get a Big Mac.
I didn't even realize because I like the song so much.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Well, thank you for listening, everybody. I think that's everything we need to say.
Yeah, we'll see you soon. We'll be back either next week or sooner.
Join us on Patreon, patreon.com/you'retheman now dog.
Bye-bye.
Dog, you are the man now. Dog, you are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now.